I own an island
off the coast of custody.
We are doing a special edition EG podcast. We are at Universal City Walk, and we just got out of IMAX Jurassic Park.
In 3D.
IMAX 3D.
And, with popcorn.
And with apple snacks.
Yeah, thank you for the apple snacks.
No, thank you.
I didn't get any apple snacks.
Loving them. But, you know, it was really great to... I hadn't seen Jurassic Park myself in many years, and it really holds up. And going back to Isla Nublar, it was really fun for me. What about you guys?
I recently... This is the first time I've seen it since reading the book, though I haven't finished the last 90 pages. So I know lots of things that weren't even in the movie that didn't make the final cut. So it's kind of exciting knowing, oh, this, I know more about this. And they kind of hint at some of the things, which is kind of cool.
That's fun.
They have the goat in the movie.
In the book, you mean?
In the book.
I think they probably fed the dinosaurs, so I believe so. But it's a great movie. The 3D didn't do anything for me.
That's a good point. For me, it's just about seeing it with a big crowd on a big screen. And the 3D, you didn't even forget it's 3D after a while. It's just like...
Oz worked great in 3D. That's probably the best 3D where it actually enhances it.
Yeah. That was also shot in 3D originally, which I think makes a big difference. Instead of they go back and add it later and...
Right.
It was blurry sometimes. It was not a very well done 3D.
Chris, you didn't have this.
I didn't have the blur.
But I think it was the seat of earth, maybe the glasses, but if I didn't look exactly straight on, if I looked straight on, it was fine.
Peripheral.
But there are other times where it would kind of be blurry if I moved or tilted, and that was frustrating. But I did read that people say this is the best 3D conversion ever.
I liked certain scenes. I thought some scenes really...
Which scenes really benefited from the 3D, in your opinion?
Usually with the trees, where the trees would be, like, in the foreground and stuff like that. And then,
I found myself, like, tilting my head because I was trying to move. Oh. And I was, it's 3D. But then there were times where people in the audience would get up to go to the bathroom. I was like, oh, that's really good 3D.
I thought that, too.
That's funny.
When it's the person walking across.
When Lex is dangling and the raptor gets up and chomps, that was a good 3D shot.
And Tess kind of, she shuddered and was really fearful.
It was very, I've seen that movie several times in the past, but it was just as scary, if not scarier now. I think I'm more of a wuss than I used to be as a child.
I think it just holds up. It's so...
And it comes to Blu-ray 3D in 2 weeks, but it came out today. I know things are coming to DVD so much quicker. It used to be 6 months later. Now it's practically 2 months, but 2 weeks?
It's a surprising decision by Universal to do that. It would almost seem to cut into the box, like... Don't announce that. Let people pay the ticket prices, and then...
Well, they say they're really doing it as a way to promote the Blu-ray 3D, which doesn't make sense, because wouldn't you think there's more money to be made in the theatrical?
And I have to say, I was surprised at how crowded it was tonight, because we saw Titanic 3D opening night, and it was only, like, 40% full?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Wit. We did get Wit Hertford.
Talk about him.
He was the young boy at the beginning of the movie. He was like, that looks like a 6-foot turkey. That's not scary.
That doesn't look very scary.
And I've known him for several years, and this is probably what he's most famous for. I knew him best from Full House. Okay. I was excited to know him as Duckface in Full House. And he was on the show Glee in the first season for an episode playing Dakota Stanley. But it was cool. He came to the theater. He invited some friends. I was hoping there would be a Q&A. Afterwards, he posed, he took pictures with people, and 20 years later, he's not a little boy anymore.
Yeah, that's the craziest.
I mean, I'd like to do it. I'm surprised they didn't do any premiere.
He's married, and he has a very nice wife.
Yeah, she was delightful.
So he learned to show a little respect.
Try to show a little respect.
Okay. Yes, he seemed like a very respectful grown man. He was so respectful, wasn't he?
Yes.
What do they got in there, King Kong?
And John Williams' score, hearing it in IMAX sound.
Yeah, that's my favorite part, the soundtrack. We should do it.
I have it on my phone, but that's what we're recording this on. So.
Yeah, I would say that it's really nice when...
See, that was people harmonizing. You probably thought as playing.
We're like the brachiosaurs.
So after watching Jurassic Park, who has an urge to watch Jurassic Park: The Lost World next?
Yes, I would. I would love to. I have
the Blu-ray.
Oh.
Do you have an IMAX screen?
No. Oh, but forget it.
Oh no, they're kidding.
I.
No, I'm not kidding.
I. I just feel that that movie was responsible for my financial downfall, because I not only needed every toy, I needed a three of every toy, and I went crazy. Yeah, and that was the beginning of the end for me, this movie. So
is this the movie that started getting you to buy toys associated with the movie?
No, I mean, lots of Star Wars toys, but this movie, for some reason, I love so much that I just went completely mental, and it destroyed me financially.
Did you get, you had every single toy?
Some of three of each, yeah. And I still have them, so I should finally sell some.
Did you get all the video games? The Nintendo game, the Super Nintendo, the Game Boy, the Sega Genesis?
The video games, I might not have gone as crazy. It was all about the toys for me. Mm-hmm. And I still have, like...
Raptors?
I have them all. I have them all. And I should sell some. Because I have dino-damaged T-Rexes and Mint in the box.
Why wasn't that why you bought three of each? One to play with, one to keep in the box, and one to sell.
I did. And it's about time.
This is the time to sell 20th anniversary vintage 20-year-old Jurassic Park merchandise.
This is the time.
They're all in.
So those of you who are listening, check eBay. Check eBay listings.
Yeah, check eBay. We're going to have the EG auctions coming soon. So thanks, Josh. I mean, yeah. Thanks, everybody. Do you guys have code names for the podcast? We usually do the code names. Oh.
My name is Blue.
@Tati_J.
Oh, okay. Tati J. That's Tati J.
Pimping out.
Tati J. Cyber Gosh.
My Twitter and my Insta.
Yeah, no, that's great.
And so, I'm @Josh Sussman.
Huh? Well, I want to do mine now. @MsTessHunt.
Oh. Okay. And,
AKA Blue.
AKA Blue. What's
my favorite color?
Blue is a great color.
My favorite color is purple. Cyber Gosh is wearing a Mr. DNA shirt.
That's true.
That's 20 years old.
It looks brand new.
It's only the second time I'm wearing it. I wore it once. Beautiful. It was from a mail order. They did this really cool thing in the park. You go to Universal, and they had a little pamphlet, and it was all this cool JP merch that you could order through the mail before, like, anybody really had the internet. Mm-hmm. And it was a mail order. Yeah. And then I only wore it the one time.
Did they have a female order?
Yes.
You had a mail order.
Yes, I understand.
Can you delete that part?
Yeah, we can edit it out.
Just
I'll edit that. So anyway, I thought it was funny.
Hold on to your butts.
I want to say thanks, guys, for joining us for the EG podcast. I'm seeing Jurassic Park.
Thanks for having us.
Whatever happened to the Barbasol can?
It's still sitting there waiting.
It's under all that muddy poop. It looked like poop.
I don't, but does it have to be?
Dinosaurs are 20 years old. They must have hatched by now.
Does it have to be in that protective thing in that place, though? Like, will that DNA not survive? Well, I guess the mosquito survived.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. The mosquito is preserved. Yeah. It'll probably be preserved, and then one day somebody will take it out, and they'll be like, "Oh, I think I'm gonna make a Tyrannosaur today."
How interesting would it be if? It's too bad we won't know what happens. But if, like, in 1,000 years from now, if Jurassic Park is one of the movies that stands the test of time, and 1,000 years from now, someone's like, "What if?" They end up making a movie about what happened then. It's kind of interesting. Or 1,000 years from some people go to this island and they find this thing and they don't know. They never even heard of dinosaurs. But then they open this thing and so it's kind of like a really much... It'll be like Jurassic Park 18.
Back to the future!
Yeah,
where we go, we don't even need dinosaurs.
All major theme parks have problems.
But John, it's the Pirates of the Caribbean breaks down. The pirates don't eat the tourists.
So yes, there it is.
What were you going to say? Because we started talking at the same time.
Just that, what would you want Jurassic Park 4 to be? See, that's the thing. I would want the Barbasol can involved. I'd want to get Dennis Nedry back somehow.
But he's dead.
I don't know.
They could have cloned him, though.
Do we want Dr. Alan Grant?
We don't necessarily see what happened in the Jeep with it. Maybe they made love.
The scene from Titanic when Leo and Kate Winslet get down. It was just like that. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this movie had Dr. Ian Malcolm and Dr. Alan Grant. Movie number 2 just had Ian Malcolm. Movie 3 just had Alan Grant. Who would we want to see in number 4 if we had a pick from one of them?
Ian Malcolm.
Is it because you girls find him sexy and hot?
He just gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Ian.
Must go faster.
I'd see him, too.
I think also I really like it when guys have two first names as their first name. Oh, I think that's hot.
Alan Grant.
It's him from 16 Candles and Jake Ryan was his name.
Wow.
I know people whose first names are Alan and Grant. Grant could be a first name, too. So Alan Grant also has two first names.
That's actually probably a good
I should have thought this before. Point. Well, I guess it was a tie then between Ian Malcolm and Alan Grant.
And John Hammond Is there a place for him? He's still alive, right?
Yes. Richard Attenborough, I think, is not with us anymore.
Really?
I think, right? No, yeah. No? Is he?
I have no idea.
Sir Richard Attenborough.
I would have thought he was, but if you're not, may you rest in peace.
But I would like them all back, to tell you the truth. I would like... Bring them all back. Joey, Mazzello...
Now, does someone else...
Ariana Richards...
Do you think there's someone... You know how, like, Frankenstein, he would always have his grandkids or his kids trying to continue his work and create the monster. So what if John Hammond, one of his kids, or Tim or Lex, they were like, you know, this was a... Tim, he liked dinosaurs. That was actually a pretty good idea. My grandfather had bringing dinosaurs. And he tries to create the park and do it right, then do what his grandfather could not do successfully.
That's really good. And just to wrap it up, and I don't want to hate on anybody out there, but safety not guaranteed. Just don't feel like the director of that film is the right director for Jurassic Park.
He's the director of Jurassic Park 4?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's an interesting choice.
Who is it?
I forget his name, but he directed Safety Not Guaranteed.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like the right choice. You'd want to have somebody more like... I mean...
Maybe they just wanted to do something risky.
I don't know. Joe Johnston did a decent... I mean, 3 kind of sucked, but it wasn't really Joe Johnston's fault. It was more the script.
Mm-hmm.
So...
The 3 rank came in at, like, only 90 minutes, so it was a short one. It was an easy ride.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? Anything can happen if you let it.
Well, that's Entertainment Geekly.
That's a Mary Poppins Club.
There it is. So we'll just let it be awesome. And next June, we'll all be back and talking about JP4.
It has a release date of next June?
Yeah.
I haven't been keeping up on my Jurassic Park.
Yeah, JP4 next June.
Okay.
See you there, guys.
See you there.
See you there.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
An addendum. The podcast is not over yet. This is the addendum to the Jurassic Park podcast. Because when we went, as you may realize after listening to it to this point, Iris Wilker wasn't with us. Now he is!
Well, I was behind the times. It took me a little bit to get to see my Jurassic Park 3D. And boy, is that an amazing movie. I love that movie so much. And, but this is, let me say specifically about... A little bit about this movie, just going back and watching this again, then a little bit about IMAX 3D. So first and foremost, going back to this movie, it's such a wonderful movie. It's so well crafted. The dinosaurs look great. The actors are amazing. Laura Dern looks hot. 3D Laura Dern butt. I mean, it's so many great things happening in this movie. I really, really, I'm such a huge fan of this movie, and I can't wait for them to get this thing off the ground again, and I hope they somehow kind of recapture even a tenth of that. I even like 3. I like Jurassic Park 3. I don't hate 3. But 2 really bothers me, except for some scenes. But anyhow, it was great to see it. I'm glad you... Chris, how many times have you seen Jurassic Park?
This would be my 19th trip to Isla Nublar.
Isla Nublar.
17 times in 93.
Or Isla Nublar, depending on where you go.
This 17 times in 93 and 2 times in 2013.
I think this movie should be seen annually. They should do like a Jurassic Park Day.
It's really great when Spielberg is so into what he's doing.
It felt like everybody, the entire special effects team, the late great Stan Winston, Dennis Muren. I mean, it all comes together so brilliantly and wonderfully. And I love this movie so much. Not just because I'm a dinosaur freak myself, but because it's just so expertly crafted. You know, it's just great. But anyway. So the 3D IMAX, I'm glad I saw it in IMAX because I see it in the big screen with the big sound. Love that.
Do you know how many times it was for you?
I think that might only be like 3 times. I'm pretty sure that's Jurassic Park.
You had to see it more back in 93.
I don't remember. I don't think I saw
like
it
I
more than
you like 3 times the Ziegfeld. The good old Ziegfeld.
I don't remember, to be honest with you. I only thought it was a couple times. Not as many as you did. But
I wish that I didn't mention this in the previous part of this podcast. That I wish that there was also an IMAX Flintstones teaser trailer.
Well, that's where you and I differ.
It's like it should be part of the movie.
Yeah.
Everybody went nuts when he went Yabba Dabba Doo in the beginning. It was just associated with the movie.
Yeah, unfortunately. Okay, but let me just say this. 3D was okay. I mean, I didn't... To me, 3D didn't really do a huge... In certain areas, it looked cool, like to see just kind of the depth of field, like a log in front of you. But... It seemed mostly unnecessary to me. It was mostly just seeing it on the big screen. But the one little negative, as much as I still would rather have seen it like I did in IMAX on the big screen, it looked a little blown up, and sometimes it looked not as crisp and as in focus, and not focus is the wrong word, but just not as crisp as you would see it, you know, in the original like 35 on a regular screen, which is not, again, it didn't take me out of it, but I just, at times I was like, this doesn't look as good as it probably does on a regular screen. But I'd rather see it blown up big, sound blasting at me, big huge theater. I wish that theater was full. That would have been fun too. But, you know, you do what you can. You do what you can with your Jurassic Park. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm very happy to have seen it again. I only wish I could have went on the ride afterwards. I know you guys had a good time doing the ride.
Yeah. That was a really fun day to do the ride and then go to the movie. Any thoughts on the Barbasol pan that we never got a payoff for?
Well, if you played the Telltale Games Jurassic Park Adventure game, which is, I believe, is supposed to be considered canon. I don't know now, but they did work with Universal on the storyline, which takes place immediately. It takes place simultaneously, I think, a little bit, and then you do go, like, one of the characters goes to grab the can, is, like, on a mission to retrieve the can. I think it's the day after. It's not a great game. It's got some interesting moments, but it's Jurassic Park, and it's fun. So they do uncover the Barbasol can. I'm hoping, or not hoping, but I'm wondering if maybe... See, here's the thing about Jurassic Park. Jurassic Park, as much as I like the grim Dark Knight Rises-esque, you know, kind of that tone, I like the dark tone, I would like to see a dinosaur movie like that. I just don't think Jurassic Park is that franchise. So I don't want, as much as Jurassic Park 4 with, like, military versus dinosaurs or genetically altered humans that are dinosaurs would be cool from that kind of perspective, it's not...
Is that what we're in for?
That was one, at one point they were going down that road for Jurassic Park 4. But I like the family angle. I like, you know, the character growth. I like the humor. I like that it's still kind of fun, but also scary, but not, like, overly gory or nasty. It's a fun ride, and I think you gotta stick with, if you have to go in a completely different direction, if you're gonna stay away from this. I think you're better off staying in, like, the Spielberg camp and doing what he kind of outlined as a tone for what the film should be.
How do you
I think
feel
it's more
about
successful.
This director of Safety Not Guaranteed?
I'm not a fan. I've not seen the movie. I've heard the movie's good, and it's nothing personal against the guy. It's just, he has no effects background, and that makes me nervous. Because I just don't expect this guy to be surrounded by the best in breed. He's going to be told a lot of what to do. I know this is unfair, but I feel like he's just, I'd like it to be proven. I'd like to have at least if he had done a short film with significant special effects, you know, or something like that.
I mean, it makes my interest not at all.
Well, it's Jurassic Park still, though.
I'm afraid of it.
I'd rather, this is what we were talking about before. Would you rather have movies with dinosaurs in it, or would you rather have no movie?
I don't know. I do. Okay. We'll see what happens.
But I'm optimistic, but if you can still catch Jurassic Park 3D, you should definitely go do it, because you should just see Jurassic Park on the big screen again.
Okay.
That's all I got. So I would give, Jurassic Park, I'd give a 5.
Give it a 5?
I'd give it a 5.5 if I could, but we'll just give it 5.
An adventure 5 stars in the making.
Exactly.